Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves
what's
on
up?
Trees
what's up, everybody?
Are
welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, it's always my pleasure bringing on A, a very good friend of mine, but B, probably one of the smartest guys when it comes to this cryptocurrency, the gold, all the different things that are going on, Mr. Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Anthem, always great to have you on. I'm glad I could find you.
It's a humble honor, Bubba, and thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be a friend and to be on your show, as always. So thank you for having me on.
So, Anthem, I know you got a hell of a lot of exciting things to go, and I have a lot of questions for you, but tell us what's going on. I mean, you know, we've been with you since the beginning of the hike, and we've been with you since all of your plans have really started to now take off and take fold. In fact, we started with you. You were in Vegas, and now you're in Texas for many reasons. Take us through what's going on with you, my man.
Absolutely. Well, like any good thing, you need a solid foundation, and when you're dealing with financial services, as we are with Anthem Vault, it really requires a meticulous approach. And it's really exciting, Bubba. Really where our team is at is kind of at this forefront of innovation. And a lot of people have heard of Bitcoin out there, and it's really exciting. Bitcoin's gone up a couple $100 of Bitcoin. Actually, it was really nice. We had a nice quote in the U.S. World News and Report on Friday, quoting, you know, Bitcoin prices going up above $1,000 of Bitcoin. I think at the time they were still around 550. So the market has just been insane. And I expect the prices to come back down again. But the bottom line is that, I mean, a lot of that money is coming from China. They're looking for an easy place to be digital currency and is easily spendable. And really Bitcoin has been the alternative. And now really with our Hayek and Hayek Gold, it's really exciting. Yeah, we're coming back with a vengeance here, and something that I'd love to share, and your listeners, as always, get a little sneak peek, and I always like to give a little something. So that's a little something to know, to be on the lookout. And we're going to have a lot of exciting news about it.
A little morsel that Anthem likes to share. He always has to put out a little tease. That's kind of what he does to us, but that's cool. So, you know, I mean, obviously, in my opinion, and this is my opinion only, but the Hayek has actually something that backs it, right? Which is gold.
It's a full reserve, exactly. It's really a warehouse receipt, which is an instrument that's been around for hundreds of years. So we just put it into digital form, and using Bitcoin's technology, which is called blockchain technology. So basically, it allows you to have the equivalent of cash, like we have in the physical world. It enables you to have that same feature in the digital world. In other words, like I can pay you cash, or you can pay me cash, or we can pay anyone else cash. There's no middleman required. So that's how cryptocurrency works. It's really just currency that's secured by cryptography. Really, this, you know, that simple, and you'll be able to pay it back and forth. It really makes it quite convenient and easy. So to use as a payment in cash form, currency form.
Now, I accept Bitcoin for my customers if they want to choose to pay for it, but I'm still not comfortable with the Bitcoin model, because to me, it doesn't have the backing like yours has a backing of gold, and Bitcoin doesn't really have a backing, and I'm always concerned. Should I be concerned, or is it okay?
I think it's okay right now. I think the reason I say that is because Bitcoin, in my humble opinion, derives most of its value because of its decentralization and because that's a security feature. You can think of it like a military or anything strategic where, you know, if there's a big hub and, you know, there's a big main a hub there, that if you hit that hub, then it's going to hit the rest of the spokes around the wheel. So, you know, you can think of that very much like a traditional payment system. Right, bank payment system, traditionally you have centralized entities. You might have a group of entities, but there's centralization risk there. So you don't have that with Bitcoin. But that's not to say that human error can get into play, and there's already been a lot of infighting and inroads about how Bitcoin could scale. And there's there's a small, you know, few dozen really core, you know, more than that now, really, but really strong core programmers at Bitcoin. And then there's this, you know, group of, you know, really about half a dozen or so main mining groups. Then there's a lot of other scattered ones, but, you know, it's already fairly consolidated. I mean, the parties have different interests, and, you know, Bitcoin itself really derives, it's like a secure, it's like a decentralized Amazon Web Services for those of the listeners that know what that is. So a decentralized database, and that's really how Bitcoin is valuable.
Well, yeah, and I like the concept. I mean, again, I have become, you know, I was always a fence sitter when it came to fiat currency. Okay, A, I didn't know better. B, I never really liked the central bank, but I always thought they were necessary, and I'm now starting to believe that they're not necessary. And we'll talk about that more later. But when it comes to, you know, the Hayek or Anthem Vault and gold, I know that you're holding the gold against what I'm depositing, so I know that I've got some kind of track back. Whereas Bitcoin, I don't necessarily have that same comfortable feeling, right? I don't get the warm and fuzzies if I'm owning Bitcoin. So when I get Bitcoin, I convert it right away back into, unfortunately, U.S. dollars. But to me, the market is not liquid enough yet. To me, I'm still not sure, because I've seen, we know the story about Gox and some of the others have gone down. To me, that becomes a concern in the longer term. Now, hopefully they can do it, because I do think that it's a viable alternative. Of course, I do think that the Hayek and your stuff is a better alternative. But explain to us why I shouldn't be concerned.
Well, I think you should be a little bit concerned. And I think ultimately that is why the Hayek is going to be an excellent, and I think one of the superior cryptocurrencies, because it's the best of both worlds. You have the oldest asset in the world, gold, you know, in terms of the one that really has been treated as money the longest since the beginning of time. And then you have this new innovation of this decentralized database. And now there's, you know, many thousands of these decentralized databases, these other cryptocurrencies. So that's what we find really exciting. The uses are really limitless. They're really just limited to your imagination and understanding use cases. And so, you know, that's what we're really excited about. Our team has been focused on this segment, this technology, for well over 2 years now. Our team released the first fully gold-backed cryptocurrency, Independence Coin, 2 years ago. We did the first beta launch of Hayek Gold last year. And, you know, now we're preparing for the full launch, the third time's the charm, and the full launch. We've learned a lot in that period of time. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from a lot of really interested, curious, big fans. And we're excited to bring them and deliver them what we think is going to be the ultimate digital gold currency, and we're excited about it. I'm really excited to share this. So yeah, get excited, get pumped. Go to anthemvault.com right now, and you sign up just for like a basic account. I mean, even if you just email verify, and yeah, that way at least you'll be on that list for sure. We want everyone to keep informed, so and we want all of our loyal clients to make sure that, you know, they get this as much insider knowledge as we can give them. So just like on your show, Bubba. So we like to give you all treats, because we just know you're a friend, and you really, really appreciate your listener base. So, like mine.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited for it. And again, you know, I've always believed in what you're doing and who you are. So to me, it was always a good thing and a natural. And that was why I'm able to, you know, be very comfortable. And that we are with my friend and the owner of AnthemVault.com, Anthem Blanchard. Anthem has been in this business, and it's obviously it runs in his blood. If you look up his father, Jim Blanchard, but he is the man when it comes to this whole new technology, and really has done a phenomenal job and tirelessly working to get it set up so that everybody sees it. We're going to step out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure that when you miss an episode, you never want to miss a guy like Anthem, you go to libertytalk.fm and be one of the 225,000 people a month that are downloading our show. Because we love bringing you the best and the latest information. And, of course, in my opinion, we deliver it the most honestly as well without trying to sway opinions. So make sure you check it out at libertytalk.fm. This is the Bubba Show, Top Bubba Horowitz. We are with Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. We'll be back right after the break with more from Anthem. The Bubba Show, Top Bubba Horowitz.
Ooh.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my guy, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Anthem is the developer of the Hayek, and it, as I said, gold does run in his blood. So, Anthem, you know, we know what's going on. We know what you're trying to accomplish, and I want to hear more about it. But why, in your opinion, is gold more stable than paper currency when really, at least recent vintage, I mean, they trade, you know, when the dollar becomes too strong, the value of gold typically drops. And when gold, you know, when the dollar becomes weak, gold typically rallies like all other commodities. So tell me why it's a more stable currency.
Well, I think you got to get back to the basics. I like always looking at basics and everything that I investigate. And in gold, it's just a lot of it is simply there's a lot of above ground stock of gold. So the fact that gold has been used as a form of money and currency and investment and savings for thousands of years has, you know, resulted in a lot of it being, you know, quote unquote, you know, hoarded or kept or, you know, not used for industrial purposes. Like, for example, silver, it's about 50% roughly used for investment, like, for example, bars and coins versus, say, silverware, jewelry, or say, you know, other industrial applications. So, you know, electronics, obviously gold and silver are two of the most conductive metals. So you have a lot of demand from the electronic aspect. It's just simply gold is so rare. You know, gold is also, it's very malleable. It's the most malleable of all metals. It can be bent, in other words, more than any other metal without breaking and keeping its consistency. It also has a low melting rate. So, you know, that results in making it easy to form and reform. So, and ultimately makes it cheaper to test, at least back in the old days. But today we can do all the testing, you know, virtually penny, you know, for fractions of a penny by doing it electronically. And so you're able to do a lot of verification now and in modern days. And that's, again, where I think our team really is excelling and trying to push the envelope for transparency. And that's what you're getting with our team at Anthem Vault and what we represent and what we've built and what we're building.
No, I agree with that. And of course, I actually, my answer to my own question is that gold can't be, it can be manipulated by the Fed and central banks only in the event through the dollar, but it really cannot be manipulated, because no matter what it trades at, it really, if it becomes a currency and you're trading gold with somebody for services or for whatever, you're going to get full value and not have to worry about the devaluation. So there is no third-party intervention who has the ability to create more of it at any one time or has the ability to devalue it in front of your very eyes, which I think is always a problem. And I think that's becoming a bigger problem, creating more of a socialist economy in the United States of America, which I think is an upcoming problem that nobody's really discussing yet. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a dangerous trend that we really have lost reality with math in a lot of cases, and in terms of people thinking somehow by taking a lot of money in and, you know, having there be a lot of administration that really has no purpose in terms of trying to create a profit or have any kind of key performance indicators of any sort other than just doing the job, quote unquote. And the problem is that the job ends up just being cost that gets paid for, and it's unsustainable. I mean, it's emperor's new clothes as far as I'm concerned. I mean, just seeing how well Gary Johnson's polling, I mean, he's over 10%. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you're talking libertarian candidates getting 1% being a big deal. You know, that's a sign of the times. I mean, I think it's probably double, really, even material in terms of how people are thinking and libertarian minded. You know, people want government out of their bedrooms and out of their pocketbook. And, you know, I love this, the ticket. I think it's, you know, not without, you know, I don't agree with everything that anyone says, and certainly not, you know, Gary Johnson. I feel the same, but in terms of relatively speaking, I mean, it's pretty, they're very impressive. Ticket, and you've got two-term governors that were in, you know, Democratic states in Massachusetts and New Mexico, and wildly popular. So, I mean, it's really exciting to me. I think that there's a lot of people that are awake, and I think that trend is our friend. So it's exciting. Good times.
I do think
to be optimistic.
I do think that Trump brought out more of the vote. I think that his, whether you like him or you don't like him, okay? I mean, it doesn't matter. But I think he and then Sanders actually brought a lot more people out because, in my opinion, Anthem, I believe, I've always said that I believe there's going to be another revolution in this country. And I believe that we're starting right now. I mean, again, it doesn't have to be a fighting, you know, like it was, you know, back in the day. But, you know, there can be an economic revolution, which is really trying to serve the same purpose. And that's what I'm seeing here is a revolution, because you can see by the way that they're attracted to Bernie Sanders. I don't agree with what he does, but again, it's not me. And Donald Trump, which he's more of a centrist kind of guy. He's really not as right as they like to make him out to be. He's actually the closest candidate to Ronald Reagan that we've had since Ronald Reagan. He's really more down the middle. But I do think that the libertarians are starting to grab some traction, and obviously it would be a very good thing, because I think that the economic policies are, you know, I don't think that any one system is the perfect solution. Do you have any thoughts to that before I move on?
Yeah, I think that we have a lot of work left to do. I mean, I think that there were a lot of things that weren't tied down hard enough in the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the U.S. Constitution creating a democratic republic was a massive leap from anything that had been achieved before, but in my humble opinion, but it had a lot of, you know, fallings. And I think that, you know, the pure democracy aspects that kind of crept in with the Electoral College, voting there changed over the decades. I think that's one big area for me, and there's several others. You know, I think legal tender law, I think really would have been important to really establish choice and currency, and to make that really definitive, you know, within the Constitution, maybe under the Bill of Rights, I think it'd be appropriate there. I mean, choice, freedom of money, and choice of money, you know, and having it be freed from, you know, government, which is all a monopoly right now with government monopoly money. This is the most important tool for commerce and enterprise. So, you know, we need to have free money. It's a natural right, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that, you know, that's important. I mean, that's why I really applaud everyone in the cryptocurrency space. And, you know, even when I disagree with people in terms of, you know, philosophical viewpoints or how I think, you know, we should evolve, Bitcoin should evolve, just my 2 cents for whatever they're worth, for whoever cares to listen. I mean, I still have massive respect for, you know, everyone that's involved in this space, because it's the problem is so immense, and you get it, and your listeners get it. So thank you for helping educate people and getting the word out. So thank you, Bubba. Appreciate that.
No, very much. I do believe in it. Again, I'm a guy, you know, I'm obviously a little bit right of center. I mean, I have a lot of views that are actually on the left side as well, personally. I mean, again, but you know, when it comes to, you know, things, I don't talk politics too often, but I just think that, you know, we need a better way, because I think we've lost our way, as you've kind of pointed out. And, you know, the problem with the delegate system right now, and this is my opinion, I'll get your views on it, but the problem was when they first put it in, they had to do it because the only people that could vote then were they were rich and they were white. Okay, there wasn't anybody else who could vote. And in those days, there was enough people you could buy the election because you had enough money. Now that has changed, and we need to change it back to just no more delegate system, but an actual popular vote, because I think that's who should win. You have any thought to that?
I'm of the opinion that getting back to less of a pure democracy is better. And the reason I say that is I think that, you know, mob rule is very dangerous. I think you're looking at Greek society, the original democracy. I mean, it's, you know, if you can have people, you know, vote money away from other people, you know, I think the key is, you know, how staunch is the constitutional powers. I think it's really difficult to have a constitution with teeth and a pure democracy. So I like the layers personally. I like, you know, the idea of having state, you know, representatives that, you know, people elect locally, and then have that, you know, be more, much more important than people care more about local elections. So I think that would help provide more of an incentive for people to focus locally. And I think also, you know, this Democrat versus Republican paradigm that's been around for, you know, 150 plus, you know, years, it was really an evolvement of this, you know, pure democracy. And, you know, I think that we should reverse trend, but, you know, I think for different reasons than, you know, people given before. I really just think that, you know, the stakeholders should germinate locally.
Hold that thought.
That's my opinion.
Oh, that's all right. You're entitled. You're on the Bubba Show. We take everybody's opinion. This is the Bubba Show. I'm with my man, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Make sure you check it out. Make sure when you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm gets you the downloads every day of not only The Bubba Show, but The Sporting Edge. But we are going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm visiting with Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. We'll be right back with more on the Hayek and more from Anthem, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back. Jupiter and
Mars. Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my guy, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. Make sure you check it out. Take the time. As he offered earlier, he said, just sign up and get the basics so you can see what's going on. They'll keep you in the loop. And again, obviously, he's a believer in gold from way back when. But so, Anthem, the Hayek, okay, you know, are there pay merchants taking the Hayek yet?
Well, we haven't relaunched the Hayek yet. And so we had a beta launch last year. We learned a lot of things. We tested out a lot of things. We pulled it back in September, early September, and we're relaunching it again. Now, we're actually going to be relaunching it, and this is another little scoop you're going to get here. So we are spinning out the Hayek into its own entity. So this allows us to specially focus on the Hayek. So, you know, that's the demand that we think is going to be behind this product is going to be somewhere close to obscene, we think. So we wanted to focus, and we also wanted to keep Anthem Vault focused on, you know, the financial services world is very broad and, you know, has a lot of different parts. And part of the aspect is de-risking and financial services, just because you are dealing with money. And so, you know, there it was important for us to really keep our focus. And so, you know, we really cherish our partners and, you know, our banking partners and our suppliers. And, you know, there it was really important for us to you know, de-risk and to make sure that we really provided the proper focus and attention that the Hayek deserves. And so, you know, this is all coming out. There's going to be a lot more public here very soon. So, but again, happy to give your listeners exclusives. So, you know, any, you know, again, really love what you do and you know, think, you know, your audience, I think the world of them. And yeah, I'm just really excited about the product. So, you know, definitely the best way right now, again, just take a look at Anthem Vault, and we'll be keeping everybody informed. So stay tuned.
We always get a scoop out of you, baby. So let me ask you, so I got money I want to put in the bank, or I want to put it in Anthem Vault. Why should I put it in Anthem Vault versus the bank? Tell me, baby.
Sure. So Anthem Vault, it is yours. It's a full reserve. So, you know, we're just a protectorate, basically, as a custodian. So, you know, we safeguard the metal. We make sure that it's vaulted with the best. It's fully insured by Lloyd's of London, and you own it. So anything happens to Anthem Vault at all, in any sort, any kind of event, your gold is yours legally. So it's a big, big difference from anything that is at a bank, including even items at bank safety deposit boxes, have different laws than property, which is abandonment law. So that's something a lot of people don't know. a lot of people aren't really going to share that with you, because when you really think about it, who really is going to share that with you? Who's incentivized to do that? It's a pretty limited universe that know that and are incentivized to share that. But I want to share that because I'm incentivized to let you know, because you do have an alternative with Anthem Vault. So you own the gold and silver as your asset. So it's the finest gold. It's all LBMA certified. It means it's the most liquid, and it means that we can give you the most metal for your money. So, you know, check it out. It's a savings account alternative. It's a metal account, savings account in effect. And you can cost average. A lot of our clients love that. I think over a quarter of our base, you know, currently does cost averaging. So, you know, that's something that people can just set it and forget it and just save in metal. And, you know, especially when you're making near zero on your savings accounts, I mean, why not save in metal? So it's going to hold its value. It always has, you know, over decades and decades of period of time. So, yeah, you know, please check us out. You know, please, we have a great team. We love hearing from our clients. And for people that like dropship, we have Amagi Metals. So they're based out of Denver. So it's also a brick and mortar. So anyone that wants to check out and is in the Denver area, please do drop in. So we have a great team over there. And yeah, we're really big Bitcoin and cryptocurrency advocates. We always have been. And yeah, it's a great brand for people that like metal eagles, you know, coins in their hand.
No, so. I agree with you 100%. I mean, I've always been a supporter and said that everybody should have some gold ownership in their portfolio. So you're insured through Lloyd's of London, and when I'm at the bank, I'm insured by the FDIC, which is maybe or maybe not. No, they'll pay. But I mean, that's the difference, correct?
Exactly. Well, it's full reserve. It's 100% full reserve of metal instead of a fractional reserve of deposits relative to all of the loan portfolio like you get with a bank. I mean, that's the reason, you know, our insurance with Lloyd's covers the value of the metal several times over, you know, whereas FDIC insurance only covers a fraction of all accounts under 250,000. So, you know, that's really the difference. And really the other difference, you know, the banks require that FDIC insurance because they do run fractional reserves. So, you know, they don't have all the deposits there because they figure they don't need to, because people aren't going to withdraw their cash all at the same time.
Well, they don't need to because they got the Fed that's going to print more money if they get a run in the bank. Who are we kidding? I mean, we'll get them in a later segment after this one. Because that's a bunch of hogwash. And if you read all the stuff from the Constitution, they never had enough reserves. We'll get to that in a little bit. Anyways, so I remember we talked a lot about this. I could open up an account and I can actually get slivers of gold and make small payments from whatever my ownership. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, as small as $25, and you can purchase as little as that. And you can purchase it weekly, monthly, one time, quarterly. We have got all sorts of different ways to customize. So, yeah, and you can buy, and it's very small. You can sell as little as a dollar's worth and have it be sent to your bank account. So we tried to keep the minimums as low as we could while still having to factor in bank costs and bank payments. So, you know, as we still are, you know, again, partners with, you know, several banks, and, you know, they're important to us just as our metal suppliers are and all of our value partners. So just like any business. So it's, you know, you only are as good as the people and the team that you surround yourself with. So, you know, we always have done things above board. You know, we've been around for 5 years now and operational for almost four now. And so, It's really, you know, a great team, and it's exciting. It's just got a ton of growth, Bubba. So happy to share some of our growth and some of our exciting products with you.
I have an account there, so I know all about it. I'm a pumped up guy, man. I love this stuff. So on the Hayek, so explain exactly what the Hayek is. Give me the exact verbiage or what you're selling it as.
The Hayek is literally a gram of gold that is digitally spendable. And you can spend it in, you know, parts as small as, you know, a hundred millionth of a gram. So a hundred millionth of a Hayek. So, you know, you're talking, you know, tiny, teeny decimal amounts, and you're talking, you know, fractions of a penny, you know, or fractions of a dollar, I should say, really, you know, pennies, you know, a few pennies maybe of cost, of payment cost, and, you know, near instant clearing time. So, you know, fast, cheap, secure, it's gold, you know, so you can redeem the gold and your gold will always accept the gold. So that's something we'll always accept the gold, and there's going to be a lot more details about that coming up.
I know. I can only get two scoops a day. It's like a sundae. I get two scoops with you, or Raisin Bran.
I think three, maybe two and a half. I don't know.
I need a little Raisin Bran. So, but the whole thing is, so what's really exciting about it is that you're going to obviously, just like Bitcoin. And I know in the past that there's going to be vendors that are going to accept these small portions of gold as well as payment, correct?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that is exactly it. So it's all the benefits that you have of Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency, except you also get all the added benefits of actually having full backing of gold. So every hike is backed by a full gram of gold. So that is what is really so revolutionary. So I mean, it's really a renaissance. It's going back to these old ideas of gold warehouse receipts and gold-backed private currency, and just making it digital gold-backed private currency and digital gold currency, really, succinctly. So, I mean, that's exciting. We pay people in gold instead of just fiat digits digitally.
I think it's very exciting.
I'm excited. I know that this is the right base to have these exclusives that I provide to, and I know that your liberty loving audience is really they're the ones to really help hold the torch and spread the torch and get other torches lit. So that's what's going to help us have a peaceful transition into a more decentralized, less government, less authocratic, less kleptocratic world. So let's all do what we can to push to that end. And I think it starts with choice and money, and that's what we do with Anthem Vault, and that's what we're doing with Hayek Gold, and we've done, and we're committed to it. We have a track record publicly of being committed to it. So we're excited.
I'm excited for you. And when we come back from the break, Mr. Blanchard, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com, Mr. Hayek, I want you to tell me what the hell we're gonna do with the Fed. That's when we come back from the break. So I want you to think about that, because I'm an angry guy, and the more I watch them work, the angrier that I get, the more I'm convinced that there's collusion and other things going on between the Federal Reserve and other banks and other central banks around the world. And to me, that's really starting to get under my skin as I watch them destruct the overall world economy. And that includes Christine Lagarde and from the IMF, and it includes Janet Yellen and all the other jackasses that are involved. But this is Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure that when you miss an episode, you want to hear good stuff like this, you got to get at libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge, which is on the weekends. And we're ready for you, and we've just surpassed 225,000, and we're trying to get to 300,000. I need your help, so make sure you go there. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am with Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault, and we're going to call him Mr. Hayek. That's going to be his new name when he comes on. Mr. Hayek, who is really exciting, but this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my guy, Mr. Hayek, Anthem Blanchard, AnthemVault.com. All right, so give me the Fed spiel.
I mean, I think that the Fed is in a corner right now. I think that people are kind of at their wit's end on Fed speak, and I think it's going to be a question of really having to be succinct on policy. I think that's been a big problem with the Fed, where you have, I think, Janet Yellen and Vice Chair Fisher, and then you have these other voices, and it's really confusing, I think, to the market. And I think part of the confusion is that I don't really think that there is real room at all for the Fed to raise rates. And I've been on the record saying that, I was on Maria Bartiromo's show last year saying that, and they kind of raised a quarter point in December, although there's a lot of indications that it was maybe even like half of a quarter. So, I think that if the Fed was going to raise, that they should have raised a few years ago. But even then, I think it would have been, a quick realization that the credit markets can't handle interest rate raises, because there's so much leverage out there already. I mean, there's so much derivative leverage that I think is so underappreciated. I mean, even Warren Buffett called, you know, derivatives, you know, financial weapons of mass destruction. I mean, he has derivative exposure at Berkshire, and so he plays the game, but still, I mean, everyone's exposed to the game. So, I mean, in a way, everyone's playing the game. It's just, you know, he's in a kind of more unique opportunity to benefit, or, you know, exclusive, you know, kind of club membership where you just have certain economies of scale to participate in the interest rate swap market, for example. So, you know, that's just, you know, how the system's structured, and it's very centralized, and that's, again, the opportunity. So, you know, we need to get back to redundancy and you know, having there be, you know, multiple ways of doing things and decentralized ways of you know, doing things and exchanging. And again, that's where Hayek cryptocurrency comes in. So, you know, we need to, maybe we can think of central banking, and then we had the Federal Reserve, which is like a private central bank. And you know, now we need, you know, choice in currency, ending legal tender laws, private currency, you know, choice in currency. You know, we need to let the marketplace, you know, decide and also be the ones to be issuing currency. And there's plenty of transparency available now with technology. It's very cheap and inexpensive to do. And, you know, our company has been focused on being at the cutting edge, and, you know, we really honed in a lot, and it's exciting. So it's our vision is really, really taking shape with a great team. So I'm very grateful and humbled to be a part of an awesome team.
No,
so,
I know
all the way through.
I know you've got the thing, and my problem, Anthem, is that if I own gold, it's whatever the market tells me it's worth. It's, if it's worth $1,300 an ounce today, that's worth $1,300. If it's worth $1,000, it's worth $1,000. But it doesn't float like my currency. But the big deal is that nobody can come in and say, okay, we're gonna issue more stock, right? Because it's the same thing as issuing a secondary when you have a stock. Why do you want your stock diluted? I don't want my dollars diluted. I mean, all they've done is dilute them. I mean, they diluted $4 trillion since they've been involved this last time. And basically, based on some statistics, they devalued the currency about 90% since 1913. You have any thoughts to that?
Well, yeah, because we're forced to accept the currency as legal tender for any debts, taxes, you know, court fees and such, that, you know, it creates a tax. So even though the currency is technically issued by a series of private banks in the Federal Reserve, that because the government says that we have to accept the Federal Reserve's legal tender, their Federal Reserve notes, if you read the bill, and their equivalent in deposits at banks, then, you know, they're able to force a tax because it forces demand. So you have to use that form of payment for those certain expenses. So to pay those certain expenses. So, you know, that I think is, it's criminal. I think it goes against, you know, in terms of going against the spirit of the U.S. Constitution. I think it goes against the spirit of natural rights and the Enlightenment of, you know, which the U.S. Revolution was really a derivation of. And I think that it's, you know, it's been around way too long. And, you know, we're seeing the inefficiencies through all of the uptake in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Like, and the Hayek, I think, is going to achieve mass success because it's, you know, it's like the horse and buggy, and now we have, you know, the car.
Now we got the Hayek.
And then we'll all be
you know, chanting, the Hayek
car
is number one. I know.
Exactly. The Hayek's like the flying car.
The Hayek is number one. Hayek number one. Anyways, I know you got to catch a flight, and I really appreciate you, so I'm going to cut you loose early. We'll get you back on as soon as you can come back.
Thank you, Todd.
I know
you're a gentleman. I appreciate it.
This is Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. You'll be hearing lots of good news on the Hayek, which he also broke plenty of scoop here. Anthem, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you, Bubba.
That was Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault, and he is really good and really gets the whole world of stuff. And if you look up his father was instrumental in bringing gold back, you know, back in the early days. So I think it's really something that, again, I'm just a guy that looks at it from an honest perspective of what I see. And that's why I always recommend that everybody has a little bit of gold ownership, because, again, I think there's a reason and a value in everything that we do. And what you want to make sure is you protect yourself. Now, I would not use gold as a protection against, you know, a portfolio I'm holding. You know me, I use other forms of protection because I want, if I'm going to protect something, I want pure protection. Okay. So, but if I'm going to you know, buy an alternative asset, which I think that would, I would consider gold an alternative asset. I would consider gold a commodity. I would consider gold great ownership. And that, so that's why I always recommend that everybody has some ownership in the gold market. Okay. And not in through the ETF, but actually through physical gold or through a place like Anthem Vault, because I think that, you know, I'm always a little bit leery of paper. Okay. And, you know, that always bothers me if they can support as much as they're selling. And I'm not saying they're not, I have no idea. But I do like to, you know, if I'm buying an alternative asset like that, you know, real estate, I want to own it. I want to live in it, or I want to know that I can touch it, feel it. And I want to know that it's there and it's protected. So that is my views on, you know, things like that. You know, I don't want to have a problem. So that's one of the reasons I don't use, I'll use the ETF space to trade. I use the ETF space to, you know, get involved a little bit. But at the end of the day, if I'm making an investment, that is an investment that I want either to put in my own vault or have it in a vault somewhere where I know that it's there, it's insured, and it's ready to go. Because at the end of it, again, I'm not always a big fan of something that I can't, you know, touch, feel, smell, whatever. And, you know, again, I am extremely disgusted with the Federal Reserve and what they've done. And as I mentioned, Anthem, they have devalued over time through inflation and through other things, our dollars, you know, dramatically, which is not the way it should be. It should be that you pay, you buy and pay services for whatever the market allows, because at the end of the day, markets know how to function themselves and they know how to price themselves. Asset classes always price themselves correctly, because that is where a buyer and seller meet. So when you think about it, why do I need a Fed or somebody to devalue something to make it work when indeed the market itself will tell me what it's worth? So that is always a problem that I have. But that was Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. And, you know, as we come towards the close here today, make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim. It is the platform for traders built by traders. But, you know, again, they have these great swim lessons every single day. And tomorrow they've got the big picture and trading plans, which if you've listened to me long enough, you know trading plans are numero uno. Okay. Also, they've got technically speaking and the plunge. So, you know, if you've got time, you get plenty of education. They really take care of you there. And again, it is one of the platforms that I use, and it is very user friendly. So certainly check them out. In the meantime, when you miss an episode of The Bubba Show, you got to go to libertytalk.fm. Check out our station. I mean, we got a great station. We've got, you know, shows 24 hours a day, always running. And, of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. But honest, it's a great station. And you can also download the podcast there every day. In the meantime, check out bubbatrading.com. You know, as you know, I'm in it with you guys. We are in it together. And I'm always looking to help you defend your portfolio and make yourselves and put yourself in better shape. And that will do it for today. I certainly appreciate everybody being here today. I always love doing the show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.